You know, one thing that intrigued me, I like to watch football.
You do.
And I was watching.
They ain't never football power.
They sure are. They've had good teams the past few years. But I was watching a game that they were playing on TV, and the announcer said that the core of the student body stood up during
the entire game. This is true.
Then they get kind of tiring.
This is right. They do.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
They just stand there and they just yell and just make motion. Just like a band marching. Uh-huh. Everybody together.
Bear Bryant at Alabama used to coach at A&M.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where I think he started there, or that was one of his first jobs.
I think.
And he said that, talking about the Aggies, the football fans, he thought that one Aggie could make as much noise as 10 other people put together.
Probably right.
Talking about A&M, I used to be about that right smart. I had a first cousin by the name of Alice Shannon that was a night nurse at A&M.
She was a night nurse at A&M.
And I visited her quite a bit. I was around her quite a bit.
Yeah, I want to go through there.
Yeah, you go through there. And I'm going to tell you another place you go while you're down in South Texas, around Austin. You go down to San Marcos.
I hadn't heard of that before.
So you heard of what they call the Ballerina Show at San Marcos?
The what?
Ballerina Show.
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Well, I've been through that Ballerina Show. I don't know whether it's still running or not. About 15, 16 years ago, a bunch of us went down there and found it. In other words, I was out at Camp McCullough, and we got to looking around. We were down there on a church mission outfit, and I was out at Camp McCullough. That's below Austin and the Hill Country. And we found that Ballerina Show, and we went back to Ash and went through it. Now, I don't know whether it's still running now or not, but at that time it was called the Rich Man's Playground of the South.
Mm-hmm.
It cost you pretty good money to go through it then. It cost around $25 to go through it then. I don't know what it costs now.
Mm.
And it's for you and a companion to go through it, you know.
Right.
There, they carried you in what's called the glass submarine and submerged you under the water in the lake. Mm. And you could watch all that fish and sea stuff going by, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just the glass boat between you. It was submerged, a submerging submarine. And you stayed down there about 50 minutes, watch that stuff.
Okay, that's nice.
It was and there was lots of other stuff there, but it was called at that time by these places like Tulsa, Oklahoma, advertising about different places. They called it the Playground of the South all the time. So if you're going down south, be sure you go by St. Marcus and go to the Playground of the South, the Ballerina Show.
Hmm. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind.
I don't know whether it's still running up. So much of them kind of things has gone out. But it may be still running. I don't know. I ain't heard nothing of it in years.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd like to get down there. When I am going to go through Austin, I'll keep that in mind.
That's that Marcus down there.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, after a woman washes her dishes,
I thought of another one. Yo codger.
Old codger,
see,
that's
I'm
right.
I'm just thinking of yo codger.
Yeah, I heard lots of expressions of that kind.
What I was going to ask you, after a woman washes her dishes, you know, what does she call herself doing when she runs water over the dishes to get the soap suds off?
Rinsing them.
I see. Well, now, when she washes the dishes, you know that cloth or rag that she uses when she's washing them?